Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, one of the governor's closest advisors, Ray Hager, has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Greg Ferraro of Reno, a political insider and perhaps a speechwriter, too.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Elisa Cafferata, Aaron Johnson, and Robert Eithoven. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates more than 50,000 jobs. Mining contributes more than $300 million in annual tax revenue, with more than 61% going to the state to fund our schools and senior programs. And mining invests right here, where you live, work, and go to school, paying more taxes per employee than any other industry in the state. In good times and hard times, mining is working for Nevada families, working for you. Visit our website and learn more.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I am back on Nevada Newsmakers. We are pleased to welcome back to the program Greg Ferraro. He is principal with the Ferraro Group, an advisor to Governor Sandoval. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam. It's nice to be here.
I want to talk a little bit of history here. Your old colleague Pete Ernott was on this program before the election, and he was prescient in saying that he could see an Obama-Heller victory in Nevada, that other Republican consultants said no, but he was absolutely right. Dean Heller won by around 12,000 votes. What is it going to take in this climate, in this state, for Republicans to win statewide these days?
Well, I think after you get a drubbing, it causes a lot of people to pause and take stock of where they are. I mean, it's really a function of better messaging, better organization, dollars to put ground teams together, and I think you'll see that happen. I mean, look, nationally, the Republicans have had a tough go. But if you look back historically to political patterns, you know, after 1964, a lot of people wrote the Republican Party off, and they won, I believe, five of the next six presidential elections. I'm not saying that's exactly what's going to happen going forward, but there are times when the pendulum swings, and right now it's a pretty critical time for Republicans to come together, find a common message that brings people together, widens the stance of the party, and becomes competitive on the basic issues of core principles.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, going back to when John Ensign was a senator, there was discussion back then of him and his advisors forming a group that wouldn't be the Republican Party, but it would be in tandem, as it were, with the Republican Party to raise money, get the organization to fight off the Democrats in Nevada. we're still talking about it. And even though major Nevada figures like Sheldon Adelson and Steve Wynn put in tens of millions of dollars into this last election cycle, we still don't see that kind of money being funneled either to the Republican Party in the state or to an organization that would, you know, be the Republican Party, as it were.
Well, I mean, I think we have a lot to see how this is going to play out. But, you know, Republicans I talk to, moderates, conservatives, all realize that they've got to set a new agenda, and they've got to find new people and new energy, and I think the dollars will follow. But you know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. But the pendulum historically swings, and I think it'll swing again.
Well, Greg, one Republican that's done well statewide is, of course, Governor Brian Sandoval, and he gives his State of the State speech tomorrow night. What do you think specifically the governor is going to say about education, job creation, and the quality of life in Nevada?
Well, the governor has been working very hard. And I think the address he'll deliver will, as you said, talk about the key issues that confront Nevadans. But I think he's going to probably offer some context for some of the decisions that he's going to put forth as relates to the budget that he's going to submit. You know, I think he's going to talk a little bit about where we've been, what we've all done to try to improve, how we're in the fragile clutches of a recovery. And what it's going to take to continue through the recovery. So I think he's working on the speech. I think it'll be a good speech, and I think a lot of people will be pleased by what they hear.
Have you read the speech?
I have talked to his staff.
Have you written it? Did you write it?
I think, you know, State of the State speeches take a lot of hands, and I think the governor's staff has done an excellent job in putting together at least what I'm familiar with of the speech. I haven't seen the speech top to bottom, but I've talked to the staff about a couple of issues and listened to some of the things that they were thinking about, and to the extent that I know what's in the speech, I think it'll be a well-received speech.
You say fragile economy. As I look at the economy in Nevada, I see an economy that's rebounding relatively strongly by comparison with where we were. With the exception of construction, it seems that we're getting investment in housing from people coming into the market with cash, buying up lots of properties. That's a national trend. In the gaming industry, things are strengthening. It's not perfect, but you're seeing the convention authority in Las Vegas with pots of money, according to the Las Vegas Review Journal, to the point where they're being asked to invest in this major stadium that's going to go in at UNLV that's looking pretty darn good as far as I can see, and that's likely to be well over $1 billion project.
Well, I there's no doubt that things are improving, but I think you have to stop for a moment and recognize how bad they were. We've got a long way to go. 11% unemployment, I think, is still far too high for anybody to feel comfortable about a recovery being behind them.
But doesn't that number suggest, because it's so high in the construction area, that there are still people that need to leave the state to find work, that they are not going to find work without moving? And if they want to find work, there are places they can go to, like Elko, if they can find housing, to Hunter
right.
County, to Winnemucca,
right.
if they can find housing, or go to other states. That we're not going to resolve this issue just by growth within Nevada.
Yeah, well, as a small business owner myself, and there are, you know, thousands of us out there in Nevada, I mean, capital's still scarce. Confidence is still not where it needs to be able to say, I'm willing to take the risk of expansion.
But isn't that partly, I'm sorry to be argumentative,
no,
but you know I am. but why should the banks loan money to anybody they consider to be any kind of risk when they can make more money lending it to each other?
Well, you'll have to ask the banks that question.
No, I know, but I mean,
I think the issue is this. We have come a considerably good distance since the 08, 09 lows. I think people feel better about what's happening in Nevada. We're seeing some capital infusion in Nevada. Construction still, as you've correctly indicated, still lags. And a lot of those workers are either going to have to find construction work elsewhere or pursue some job training, which I think there are some excellent opportunities in the state of Nevada to do so. That said, I don't think anybody believes that we're out of the woods. But I think maybe we can start to see the horizon. And what most people don't want to do is to upset that balance, and, you know, to not act suddenly or abruptly so it wouldn't unnecessarily or unnaturally disturb the path of recovery.
You know, I want to get back to the legislature's going to be opening up soon. You know, it seems like the far left and the far right of the legislature is kind of been put to the side, and everybody seems to be moving to the middle, maybe at the behest of Governor Sandoval. What's happened to the far left and the far right of the Nevada legislature?
Well, I happen to think that the legislature has always been a place where common ground is found. You know, there are ideologues on both sides of the spectrum. There still are in this legislature. But I think most of these people are fresh off the campaign trail. Most of the people that will convene in Carson City in a couple of weeks came with a pretty clear message from the voters. Get your acts together, get things done for the state, move us forward.
All right, let's take a break. More with Greg Ferraro when we come back.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac, or Prestique, and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Relion Group now.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim.
There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Greg Ferraro. He's the principal with the Ferraro Group.
Greg, you know, a lower court has struck down the teachers union's petition for a margins tax for Nevada's top businesses. But what if the Supreme Court rules in favor of the teachers union? How do you stop this margins tax from getting on the ballot if the Supreme Court rules in favor of the teachers union?
Well, as you know, Ray, and just as a reminder, the legislature would have 40 calendar days to decide whether to adopt that, reject it, which immediately puts it on the 2014 general election ballot, or offer an alternative that would be a tandem question on the 2014 ballot. Don't know what's going to happen. You've now put your finger on probably the biggest issue that's on the minds of legislative leadership and in the governor's office of what to do if and when the Supreme Court acts. Let's take your question, though. Let's say the court lets it go forward. Then day one, according to legislative reports, the speaker and leaders of key money committees are going to sit down, examine what that means, and look for the possibility of either a package or a question that is different than that one, or not to do anything at all. I have no idea what will happen, but I know the first 40 days of that legislature are going to be occupied with what to do and how to do it. And if they do decide to put something else on the ballot, and I have no idea if they will or they won't, but that's tricky business. I mean, they've got to decide what it is that would go on there and whether or not it would, you know, appeal to the voters.
But don't you think this Supreme Court decision, I mean, all tax debate hinges on this Supreme Court decision about this margins tax, don't you think? Because if it does go to the legislature, they don't do anything with it, they're going to have to come up with some other plan to maybe block this margins tax to present to the voters. It seems like...
Well, it's clearly a possibility, Ray. I mean, I think legislative leaders have said, I mean, Leader Dennis and Speaker Kirkpatrick have said in newspaper reports, you know, they want to get down into it right away, bore down into the tax discussion, look at perhaps some structural reform suggestions, perhaps evaluating different types of taxation. Look, we've been at this now in this state for many, many years. We know what the options are. There are limited options.
You mean we don't need a study?
And so I think this legislative leadership team that's there now, familiar with the issues, well acquainted with how they work, will sit down and clearly and honestly evaluate what should be done.
Okay, we got about 90 seconds here to go. Interesting, Marilyn Kirkpatrick, as she says herself, is a policy wonk. She's somebody who's not so much looking at it from Democratic or Republican sides, but what's best for the state. She wants to dive into this taxation issue on day two. She also says that she wants legislators working until at least 10 o'clock at night, if not midnight. How is this session, do you think, going to play out, if it does play out differently, with things appearing to be getting done at the beginning of the session, or is it all going to end up in the last week of May and the first week of June?
The short answer to those questions is yes. I think there will be some early work done. I think the governor is going to want to see some legislation passed early, and I think the legislature is going to want to get a few things done quickly and on a bipartisan basis and be able to establish the rapport that's going to carry them through the legislature. 120 days is a very long time. You've both followed the legislature for years. They take on their own pace, and they take on their own personality. There's no shortage of bills to consider, which is a wholly different subject to talk about, but there'll be plenty of hearings all the way through. Keep in mind, budget numbers really won't become firm until May. And the economic forum comes in early May, and that's when the final budget negotiations take place. So there's always intense activity in the last month, and those 30 days of May are always a very difficult time for people. And you've got a bunch of legislators that have, you know, worked hard to get to that stage, and decision making is difficult. And the balance between the administration's budget and the legislative priorities, and that's the way the process works.
I want to ask you to take 30 seconds. To talk about Frank Fahrenkopf retiring, so he actually gets to hear your words. 73 years old, what a figure in national and state politics.
Yeah, what an extraordinary individual. Someone who I have always admired. Someone who has a great gift of communication, smart lawyer, street tough, but always seems to be able to find solutions that work for everyone. I wish the best for Frank and Mary. He's just a terrific guy, and I had the privilege of working under him while he was at the Republican National Committee many, many years ago, and the admiration almost knows no end.
Somebody else will get that job, but nobody will replace him.
He'd be hard to replace. He's a great Nevada story.
And that's where we're going to leave it.
Right.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers this time out.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Do insurance companies stack the deck against you with high-powered attorneys and expert witnesses? Yes, they do. I'm attorney Bob Vanna. I've been winning injury cases in Nevada since 1976. How? By knowing as much or more than doctors hired and paid by insurance companies.
This is what wins cases and gets bigger settlements. When cross-examining their doctors with specific questions, it's important to know the answer before you ask the question.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel. As always, Robert Eidhoven is here with Colasar Latham Government Affairs. Elisa Cafferata is a lobbyist with Planned Parenthood. And Orrin Johnson is a Republican activist and publisher of orrinjohnson.com. Okay, so State of the State, as we tape this, is going to be tomorrow. What would you like to hear the governor say?
You know, it's... I think there's going to be a lot of, it's going to be tough to make headlines in this session. There's not a lot of money to spend, you know, when whether it's the governor or legislators.
Will there be any because of Medicaid?
Well, the Medicaid expansion, I think we'll hear him talk about how he wants to extend the sunsets. I'm sure there'll be some modifications proposed there, maybe exempting further smaller businesses in Nevada who would take a hit from that, from the modified business tax. So I think there'll be some playing around with that $620 million price tag on the extension of those sunsets. I think he's hinted before at charging a copay for Medicaid patients. I think that's necessary to keep these entitlement programs going. There has to be something there
even
to help
it's
fund
only
it.
A buck, it would
something
still be
going there's to got right. There has to be something to sustain him, and his ability to message that in a way that these kind of reforms are needed to protect the programs. It's not anti-Medicaid to propose a copay. So I think more of it will be listening to how he sets the message for a lot of the programs he'll talk about.
Yeah. So I would love to hear a vision of that's a little bit longer range in terms of how we're going to solve these problems. I mean, he's in an excellent position politically. He could take on some riskier topics.
In terms of the
Medicaid copay, that's a, you know, that just is a squeeze on the provider. Every doctor, every nurse, every healthcare center has to set up some system to collect the copay and cannot, by law, deny healthcare if the copay isn't paid. So it just is another hit on the providers. And really, the savings to all of us in the healthcare reform bill come if we train people to start getting the preventive care they need rather than going to the emergency room. So why not have it be incentives for preventive visits and follow-up visits and some health education rather than this sort of just on paper, nice idea that people would put in a dollar, but
Orrin, you're
not
shaking
gonna
your
happen.
Head.
Well, that's not true. Whenever you provide a lot of free stuff to people, then there's anybody who's actually studied the preventive thing, it doesn't save money. The whole Medicare Part D thing was supposed to save money because it was, you know, preventive care. It didn't save money. It costs money. And it's not that it's bad to do, but it costs money. But what I'd like to hear is the governor's already done, made a little bit of inroads with some real education reform, not just giving more money, but limiting the power of the teachers. Unions limiting this every teacher, no matter how good or how bad, is treated and paid exactly the same. That's the sort of thing that he can really do. Not only is it the right thing to do, but it's the right thing to do politically. One of the major things I think Republicans need to do to make inroads in minorities is not to pander to minorities, but to address real concerns where minorities are hardest hit, like particularly bad education programs where teachers' unions do the most damage.
Well, you know what I think the governor is going to talk about tomorrow night is education. He's going to talk about early childhood education. I think he's going to come out with a plan. He's going to call Read by Three, where he's going to want Nevada's public school children to be able to read by the time they leave third grade. Because if you can't read by the time you leave third grade, you're in lots of trouble the rest of the way, all the way through high school. You're more susceptible to even drop out. I think that's going to be a big thing. On higher education, I think he's going to push for this knowledge fund, which was okayed in the last session, but not given any money. It's going to help correlate the research and training at the university level to jobs that will be available in Nevada. And also he's going to talk about redistributing the wealth of the university system, which is really going to be tough for Northern Nevada schools.
And
Ryan, how do you maintain programs like Millennium Scholarship? A lot of these programs that were put in place during much better economic times, when you have legislators like Michael Roberson has a plan for teaching kids English immersion type programs, that everything has a price tag. And I think that's, you know, people will be sitting there with their calculators trying to figure out as each proposal comes forward how you're going to fund
this. Well, early childhood education is going to be so expensive because what you're talking about is full day kindergarten for all Nevada elementary schools.
Right.
And also,
and shrinking class size,
class size reduction is huge.
But from the long term perspective, you know, if you can make the investment for, you know, 4- and 5-year-old kids and get them to reading by the time they're in third grade, then you'll see in the long term, you know, that you'll be saving money because you won't be doing all the remedial, you won't have the dropout rates.
But,
and that's
right,
why I'd like to see long term solutions.
But here's the thing, and this is what drives me nuts about education policy generally. Everybody wants to spend more money and more money and more money. Reading by the time you get to third grade.
Except James Guthrie.
Fair enough. Reading by the time you get to third grade is such an obvious basic thing. You don't need a smart board to do it. You don't need an iPad to do it. You don't need a laptop to do it. You don't need any of this stuff. You need a book and a pen and a paper and a dry erase board. That's it. And so we spend so much money on things that we don't actually need.
But
we lose these early priorities that drive this. So nobody's going to be using iPads in 18 years, and these people are in college. They're just not.
But you can't learn. I mean, you might have the best book and the best teacher, but if you have a student who hasn't eaten in 3 days, they're not going to be able to focus. I mean, there's some other issues.
Yeah, not what I'm talking about. Instead, we're spending money on smart boards in classrooms. It's insane.
They're not spending money on smart boards.
Absolutely, we are. Absolutely, we are.
That's where we got to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $20.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Don't let your bathtub or shower move you into an assisted living facility. Stay home and continue living your independent lifestyle with a certified walk-in tub from DeBell Home Improvement. Call now, 826-6444. Find out more about the better, more affordable walk-in tub.
Enhance your News 4 experience with social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or circle us on Google Plus, and keep your finger on the pulse of everything that's going on in your world.
News 4, taking social media by storm.
Some law firms think using funny gimmicks and slogans is the best way to get your attention. But there's nothing funny about being seriously injured in an accident. You need a serious, experienced, and aggressive law firm.
We're Galloway & Jensen, a respected law firm with the skills and dedication to get you the compensation you deserve.
Lawyers who will fight for you.
For your free consultation, call Galloway & Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
Everyone's looking for quality in their vehicle. But here's something to think about. Why not get a Toyota-certified used vehicle? Truth is, the best new cars make the best used cars. You'll enjoy peace of mind with a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and 1 year of roadside assistance. All that, and there's even a great deal.
Get 1.9% APR for 60 months on all Toyota-certified used vehicles. Toyota. Let's go places.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $20.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, and tomorrow's guest is John Hager. No relation to me. He's the man in charge of Nevada's health insurance.
Should be a fascinating show. We'll see you on the next broadcast.